Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so we know that we're in an election cycle. We know we're less than 50 days away from the November elections. We know that Republicans have to very much stay on point. And if they are going to do what I'm watching them do with Lee Zeldin in New York, every single day pressing the crime issue, his campaign ads thus far have been brilliant. It's just surveillance footage of crimes being committed and attaching it to Kathy Hochul. Ron DeSantis continually putting the migrant issue right in front and center of the president's house or Martha's Vineyard or the vice president's residence. And people like Carrie Lake, who, when they get asked about, you know, why don't people of color trust law enforcement? And she's like, what kind of moron are you? They're the people that want the most law enforcement in their neighborhoods. It is, if they stay on message with that kind of discipline, they're going to do really well in 50 days. If they get off of that, if they start talking about Trump or Mar-a-Lago or other nonsensical stuff, they're going to wish they hadn't done that, because it's going to be pressing those issues that are going to make the difference. But what if you're running in a state that has just passed a new budget and law that basically allows you, as the incumbent governor and sole party that's controlling a state, to basically do whatever you want to do and get away with it for free? Like, you can just say, do anything. Is that, in fact, happening in California with Gavin Newsom? He certainly is forgetting things like the fact that he once bussed migrants out of the city of San Francisco when he was the mayor there to other places without permission. But he wants to, like, put Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis in jail for it. Seems kind of odd. But is he protecting himself with this new kind of cushion of being able to say what he wants? David Marcus has written about this at Fox News, and he rejoins us. Of course, you've read David for years at The Federalist. He's their New York City correspondent there, but also writes at Fox News, The Daily Wire, and other outlets. So, David, what exactly happened in California, and why is all this taxpayer cash going to go to basically protecting people that don't need protection of speech that they probably should hear?
Right. So there's $25 million in this budget that Gavin Newsom signed that is going to fund 40 fellowships a year in journalism. You know, sort of sounds anodyne, sounds like the kind of thing that, you know, state government might do. But when you go in and you look at how this is actually going to work, the money's going directly to Berkeley University School of Journalism. I mean, which is somewhere to the left of Whoopi. I mean, it's just one of the most progressive, you know, institutions in the world. And they are to select 40 people who will be paid $50,000 a year by the state to go into professional newsrooms and report on things like marginalized communities. We know what the job really is here. They're supposed to go into these newsrooms and give a progressive version of the news. And unfortunately, that's now what gets taught in journalism school. You're not supposed to do both sides anymore. So it's really dangerous, and it's a strong step in the direction of state-run media, which is an absolute nightmare.
So explain how it works, because they're going to be in these newsrooms. But you say in your piece that he's purchased favorable coverage for himself for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these forget about the fact that these people know who signs their paycheck, right? That it's basically Berkeley and the Democratic Party in California. Even if you don't look at it cynically in that way, the journalists produced by Berkeley School of Journalism are by definition progressive journalists, because the rules of journalism have changed, right? You are no longer supposed to treat Republicans and Democrats the same way when you cover a story. So all of these reporters are going to have learned that and are going to be there basically to make Republicans look bad, to make Democrats look good, basically to be what we already have in the media.
Well, and this is one of the reasons why, friends, it's going to be important that when you are presented with a set of facts, regardless of who's putting them in front of you, that you say to yourself continually, is this something that I can rely upon, and why? What is the underlying truth about what is being said here, and to what degree are the facts backing up what they say? And even when you do that, there is going to still be a moment in time where from time to time you may have been deceived by one or more of these new strategies. And David, you're exactly right. The new dynamic in journalism, and I was a journalism major, is not to first tell the facts and tell them clearly and plainly, and to, as best you can, keep perspective out of it, just report what happened. It has now become somewhat of a tribal thing. You tell it with a slant, and if you don't tell it with the right slant, then your readership or editorial board may decide you're no longer qualified to be where you are.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. The idea, it was really a post-Trump idea, although news was slipping in this direction already.
For a while.
Yeah, somewhere around 2006, 2007, the New York Times started doing what it called news analysis.
Yeah.
It's not quite a straight news story. It's not quite an opinion piece. It's somewhere in between. And they were doing this because they felt like they were losing the opinion side, right? And they really needed to.
Well, when your number one Iraq correspondent has been caught reporting exclusively from his Midtown Manhattan apartment for the entire war, you kind of lose credibility on the facts themselves.
And that's the biggest deal here, is the lack of credibility that we have in our academic and credentialing institutions. There was a time when maybe you could trust those letters at the end of somebody's name to mean, hey, this person probably knows what they're talking about. This week, the Atlantic magazine ran an actual article, arguing that men do not have any biological strength advantage over women, that this is all a social construct. Everything that you've known throughout your entire life with your own eyes, that's all made up. And why was The Atlantic able to publish this absolutely insane and farcical article? Because the person who wrote it is a professor at a college, has those letters after their name. So it's just not trustworthy anymore, if it ever was.
Yeah. No, well, just personal observation about that. In our house, the bride is a big fan of Dancing with the Stars, and she's watched several seasons of it. And last night or this week, they rolled out the new season, and evidently there's a person on there that looks like a woman who is not a woman. And I would not have known just looking at the person doing the dancing, but she had read some background on him or whatever. And she said, and the man that he's paired with is not that significantly bigger in size and strength. And she said, you know what, this is going to be interesting if he has to pick him up and flip him or twirl him at some point during the season. She said, because he looks like he's a girl, but he doesn't weigh what he would weigh if he was female in the same respect. And I hadn't even thought about that, but bone density, muscle mass, all that stuff. Yet some smart guy with fancy letters after his name can tell you that none of that exists.
No, none of that exists. That weight is not a result of like mass,
it's just
and gravity.
Pure imagination. It's He's not even stuff. Feeling it. It doesn't really weigh 100 pounds more. It's just your imagination. All right.
And if he is feeling it, then he's a bigot.
Of course. Yeah, it's his problem, not the fact that he's actually holding someone who weighs.
Hey.
Right.
This woman's
all right.
No.
You got to head over to Fox News and read David Marcus's latest, what Gavin Newsom and his woke California flunkies want to do to the news. Oh, heaven help us. Kevin McCullough, come right back.